A political struggle in New Orleans as residents of a Vietnamese community there fight to persuade city leaders to keep a controversial landfill from opening. The mayor, Ray Nagin, issued a temporary moratorium earlier this week to stop that project, but the order is just about to expire. NPR's Cheryl Corley has a report.
The huge mounds of debris in New Orleans go to three landfill sites. The most controversial is located in the eastern part of the city, along the Chef Mentor Highway, not far from a large wildlife refuge, and Village de l'Est, a neighborhood which is home to most of the city's Vietnamese residents.
We do not want this dump to be in New Orleans East. No dumping on me!
No dumping on me!
Đừng đổ rác lên tôi!
Waving signs and chanting, about 200 protesters took their fight against the landfill to City Hall this week.
No landfill! No landfill!
Demonstrator Tuet Tran brought her two children and their friends, all dressed in their Catholic school uniforms, to the rally. Tran said she and others had done exactly what Mayor Ray Nagin had asked and come back to New Orleans.
We, you know, have started the rebuilding process way before that it was declared okay. But landfills right in our backyard. That's not right. You invite us to come back, give us at least a decent place to stay and get, you know, you put a dump right there. We care about a community and we want a clean place to live in.
The landfill is huge, an expanded 100 acres designed to take in a portion of the city's overwhelming collection of smashed homes and hurricane debris. The state and the Army Corps of Engineers called for the change, and Mayor Ray Nagin signed an emergency order. During the rally, he met with the group's leaders inside City Hall and then came out to address the crowd.
We have agreed to temporarily suspend all dumping in that landfill.
The mayor said the landfill would close for 72 business hours. Now, a joint team of experts is testing the area to determine whether the waste already dumped might be harmful. The Army Corps of Engineers official who has been in charge of cleanup, Maurice Falk, says crews separate out any hazardous material before the debris gets to the site. He calls the landfill a necessity.
What we don't have is time to wait. We cannot accept enough trucks in a day to handle the anticipated daily production when we get into full-blown demolition.
So you need this site?
We need a site on the east bank of the Mississippi River, and this is the only option that has become available.
Look to your right now. Those are the gardens.
During a driving tour of eastern New Orleans, Father Vien Nguyen, the pastor of Mary Queen of Vietnam Catholic Church, points to the vegetables residents grow along the area lagoon about a mile from the dump site. As Father Nguyen gets out of the car, he leads the way to the landfill, which is surrounded by a low chain-link fence. Four alligators swim by in the canal, which separates the dump site from the edge of the largest urban wildlife refuge in the country. Nguyen says more than 6.5 million cubic feet of debris could be dumped here.
It would be probably the tallest structure in New Orleans East. So, I mean, that's what we have to look forward to.
Nguyen and environmental activists say there's plenty of landfill space outside of the city. They want the Army Corps of Engineers to allow haulers to move debris out at night, which could increase costs, but Nguyen says it would keep his community and others in New Orleans East safe.
Imagine what we feel like. I mean, we've gone through Katrina. That's nothing. An act of God. The act of God we can accept. It's human irrational acts that we cannot accept.
In the meantime, Father Nguyen is waiting on the landfill test results. He says he's sure Mayor Nagin, who faces an election in just a few days, will keep a promise to shut the site down if it's proven to be harmful. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New Orleans.